Thank you for calling Omex Health. May I please have your first and last name so I can look at your account? My name is Austin, by the way.
Austin, my name is Joyce Hinton, H-I-N-T-O-N.
Okay, let's see here. H-I-N-T-O-N. J-O-Y-C-E?
Yes.
Well, thank you for that, and could you verify your shipping address for me?
235 Northwest 34th Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. The zip code is 73118.
Okay. Thank you for that. And let's see here. All right, I've located our account here. Looks like this is for our 2 month supply. Okay, we get the vitamin D3. And what is this? The inflammation support.
Well, I guess that's probably why I'm calling.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did not set up a subscription service with you. And last week, I received an order from you. And it was, I was expecting an order through Amazon.
And I've got one,
so, I looked back in my previous ordering through Amazon, and I placed an order back on December 17. It was delivered to me on the 19th for a packet, one of the omega-3 ultra-pure fish oil supplements. It was a one-month supply.
I'm sorry, can you
I don't. I have to look and see when I did an initial order, but I don't really show that I, even on that one, it should not have generated a subscription. So I'm really lost as to why I received it.
I'm showing this one was started on February 27th. Do you remember ordering them on February 27th?
No, I didn't. What I ordered was through Amazon. Let me find that here. I ordered a four-pack. It was a festival that was going on. Here it is. Okay. On December, this would have been in February. On February 22nd,
24?
I placed an order. It was for four boxes of the Omex Ultra Pure.
Right,
and on this, they were like $89 for four boxes, and with tax, $93.96, something like that. I don't remember that part of it. And I was expecting delivery between March 4 and March 11th. Which then on the 4th is when I received this order from you with two of the boxes and then two bottles of pills. And I was thinking, wow, why did I get these pills? And I was about to tell Amazon they sent me the wrong stuff. But I thought I'd give you a call on this on the packing slip to see what happened.
Yeah, see, I'm showing that it was started on February 27th. I'm assuming you had just gotten it, you know, shipping time. But yeah, it's showing it started then, so it must have been ordered then.
But this thing doesn't show a subscription on the four boxes.
Well, I'm showing the two boxes and the vitamin D3, which would be the bottles.
Yeah, which I've never ordered that combination together.
Yeah. That's what's confusing me about it. Because, like, I'm showing, because, like I said, if it was old or something, I would completely understand. But no, it says it shows it was ordered on February 27th. Let me see here. When said it should have been delivered on the 1st. Check into it.
Yeah, I did not get it on the 1st. I got it like Thursday, which would have been like the 4th.
Let me check the other one, because I did see another account, but let me check that real quick.
Okay.
Go.
Yeah, this is very weird.
I agree.
And it could have been a one-day turnaround to start with, and instead it's been quite a while from the 22nd of February, which is when I ordered it, and then I have a March 11 delivery date.
Right. Let's check this one.
Well, on the packing slip, it's showing a February 25 order date. There's a GLF number on the packing slip. And the order ID is a CART number.
Right, right.
Are you on a leave of absence?
Try it this way.
Okay, you have to contact our fire department about this. It is 1-800-361-4524. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling me out.
Okay. Try one more thing here. See if you can't figure this out.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
My name is Destiny. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back.
I see two different phone numbers. How? Okay, which one am I looking at over here? Okay. That one. That's the one I'm looking at there. This is the one we need to look at. This was February 26th, so. Oh. So I'm showing. And I'm showing another one the same way. So it's got the same exact things on it. Two-month supply of the Omega-3s, the Omax-3, the UltraPure. And then two of the vitamin D3. And then that was the 26th. And then a day after, with a different email address, the same other information, I see it again, same thing over again, just different email and different phone number. Same name, same address. Assuming the same card information.
May I ask you what email address are you showing?
Okay, so the one for the 27th, one we've been looking at, is EvelynMeyer1985@gmail.com.
All right, no idea who that is.
Then the other one I'm showing is Gabriel Brooks, 1935@gmail.com.
No idea who that is. My email is hintcorp@gmail.com.
I also have two separate phone numbers on here as well that look different.
Isn't that interesting? Well, all right. So, my dilemma. May I ask the last four digits of the credit card this is charged to?
Yeah, let me check that. I'm going to check that on both. Now, I can't say that out loud just because of security reasons. I don't want, you know, a bunch of people around me hearing it. But we have other ways of verifying it.
Okay.
This one.
So I can tell you what it should be. You can tell me if that was it.
Sure. Yeah, what I have is MasterCard expiration date, January 25th. January of 2025.
Okay. I do have a MasterCard, last four numbers, 0011.
That's what we have here.
That's what you have. And I looked and I did not see those charges on my card this morning. And I have no idea who these people are that are giving you that email. That's not me.
No, sir, we can't do that.
And neither did I order any of these.
So that's the only MasterCard you have?
Yes. That's 4 digits, 0011.
So you're not getting charged for these, but you're getting sent them.
I didn't see it on my card this morning when I looked, but I received just this one order.
No, sir.
It was a box that had two of the omega-3s in it
right.
and one vitamin D. And
right.
then a envelope that had one vitamin D.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I'm showing here. Because it's got, like you said, it's got your address, it's got your first and last name, it's customer name, but the you're saying the email and phone number are different because the area codes are even different on there to the one that you're calling from now. And the car numbers are the same for both accounts that I'm seeing, but not yours.
Ah. Okay, so do you want me to return these to you?
I mean, they're addressed to you. I mean, they have your first and last name and address, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, they were sent to you, I guess.
That's true.
But I'll call your bank just in case, see what's going on.
Yeah. So I'll at least I hold on till. At least March 11th, when I should get my boxes from Amazon, we'll see what comes in there.
Yeah, see what's going on with that.
The seller on Amazon has a name, ALBAIRINA, Alba Irina, Irina. So I assume that that's the person that's purchasing from you, and that's the business. Who was the seller for this item? And they're out of Cranford, New Jersey.
Yeah, I don't see any of that. But possibly, it could very well be.
Isn't that crazy? Okay. Well, you certainly have my number. I would like to, you know, what you want, like to know what you want me to do. And I can call back when I get the others and then try to figure out.
Yeah. I would say the two main things to do is wait for yours to come in and see if that's separate. And two, call your bank and see if there has been any charges. We're looking for ones around February 27th and 26th.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
No problem. Yeah, I apologize. I couldn't help you more. I apologize. We couldn't get this completely fixed up right here, but and get that stuff fixed up. Hopefully, we can get to the bottom of this soon. Okay.
I appreciate it, Austin. You were very, very helpful. So
Thank you.
I do appreciate it. I called this morning, was on the phone for 30 minutes and couldn't get anywhere, but I thought let me try this again. Yeah. I've got a break in work right now. Thank you very much, sir.
Right.
I appreciate it.
Right. Yes, no problem. Thank you for calling OMEX Health, and you have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, bye.